I'm going to talk a little bit about the Ramban, just some interesting observations on Ramban. And I want to spend maybe the last half of this year. I had an idea this morning about the Rambam Mishneh Torah, which, frankly, I don't know if it's half-baked or three-quarters baked, but I thought it's very interesting. Since I'm a little bit excited about it, I haven't played it out to the end, but you'll see what I want here. I hope. Okay, now, there's a very interesting observation, okay, in Ramban. We pointed out, that according to Ramban, it's very clear how the Chinuch says what he says. I don't know, but it's very clear in Ramban that he says anyone who understands what I said, basically, it's very clear that it's not a mitzvah minyan a mitzvah. He's ready to express, according to the Rambam, that it might be, but he would frame it a different way, probably in order to take care of the problems of the more about keri, that it's not the whole yom, say soro, that it's not any particular time. Say that. I just want, we can come back and pick up the Ramban and finish it off. I want to point out, the question is, is there a chaloshem of tefillah? Is tefillah a meaningful, or let's say, I don't know, meaningful is, you know, it's very, a very gray, nebulous word, okay? But there's certain dinim in tefillah with the Raisa, according to the Ramban, even there's no mitzvah, okay? And I want to discuss some of that, and then I want to explore and talk about the Ramban. First of all, Ramban in Parshas Bo, okay, Shmos Yud Gimel Tes Zayin. And also, I'd like to ask before also, is this inyan of Memuna, even though the Ramban doesn't pass into mitzvah because of that, is there an inyan of Memuna, okay, in Tefillah? Okay. Midraisa. Okay? So there are two interesting questions. Okay? So let's do this Ramban of Parshas Bo. Ulufikach omru, or the Chachmah Mesirah, Havizoye ve mitzah kal ke bachamura, shekulen chamudais, ve chavivus me'ed. I don't know what chamudais, chavivus me'ed, okay. Vihi kavonis, shebochol shor, o de meide behen leilokov. The etzem asiyas hamitzvah is a gdola kodesh baruch hu, that he is a kodesh baruch hu. V'kavonos kol hamitzvahs shenamin be'elokeinu v'noyde elov shehu boronu. Hu elokeinu hu boronu. V'hi kavonos yitzias. Mamish, you know, it's mamish, it's very big things. It doesn't prove it. That's all those up there. Okay. Say that. She'ein lo tam acher b'yitziru yishoyna. So it's very strange. It's not that he knows it. There's no explanation. You know, it's like, you know, it's very strange. V'ein keil elyon chofis b'tachtonim mu'vad she'edo odom v'yodo l'kof shevoha. The kavonus roimuvis hakol b'tfila. The kavonus bote knesiois uschus tfilas harabim. Zehu sheyiye libnei odem mokoim sheiskapsu viodu lekel shebolom vihimsiom yufas muzer viomu lefonov biyosecha anachno. So the tefillah, the kibbutz, the botekniesiois, the holiness of COVID tefillah is elokeinu ato boranu. Okay? Vizu kavanosam b'ma she'omru zal, the posin yon of yiskasu sakim ha'odam v'abehema v'yikol el elokim b'chosko. Mikan atolomed she'tfilo tzrichako chatzifa netzach levisha. So he's referring to Yishalmi. Mikara Talomesh Tfilah Tzichako is not such Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, V'yikol Elokim B'chosko, Mao B'chosko, Shimon Ben Chalafto, Chalfuso, Chatzifo Netzach L'Ksheira. Natzech D'chotzuf is Natzech She'koshkein L'Tei B'kol Oil. So Zotel Ramban that the Chatzifa is the Rambus HaKol B'Tfilah. You know, so, okay. The state Yishalmi, okay. So, there's a very amazing thing over here. L'chir Shteit in Ramban. That the Dreise Dinim over here. The Dreise Dinim of Inyone Emuna in Tefillah, even though it's not a mitzvah. And that's what Halomas HaKol B'Tefillah, and that's what Bota Knesia is, and that's this Kaptus, that's what's going on, that's all about. And we derive this from the Tefillah of Nineveh, which is by Benoyach. So it means, not only is the Indian of Tefillah and Halos Emuna, but Yisrael, but even Benoyach, it's not, we're not talking about the efficacy of Tefillah, we're talking about the Ki'atriya. You see, the emes is, it has to be like this. Because he makes a very, very strong statement. And if you look at it, he says, V'ein keil ayon chofetz b'tachtoin mubad shi'eide ha'odom v'yoyde le'lokov she'boronu v'zeo shi'e le'bnei odom. Okay. V'zeo kavanosom le'biyod le'keil ayon. So he says, she'ein lo tam acha b'yitzir rishoyne v'ein keil ayon chofetz b'tachtoin mubad shi'eide ha'odom v'yoyde le'lokov she'boronu. So it's goyim also. So I'm just not sure how far to take this, because I understand that there might be in of hagoyim was hakol by Nineveh, the Seder, but there's an inyan of bota knesiyos by goyim. You would have thought not. And you know, then you have to read the Ramban L'chera V'zeo shi'e l'bnei odom mokum shi'iskapsu. See before he says Shaboroi V'kavonis roimus. He says V'eim keil elyon chofet v'tachtonim Muvad shi'e da odom V'yoyde l'kov Shaboroi V'kavonis roimus hakol b'tfilos V'kavonis botek nesiyos U'schus tfilos harabim is all v'zeo shi'e l'bnei odom mokum shi'iskav z'yodu l'keil shabom v'imsium v'yifasu l'ze v'yoyim l'fonach l'fonach b'yoysech anachna. So but what he says, ze shi'e l'bnei odom mokum shi'iskav z'u v'yodu, that means also b'nei noyach. You know, I just tell you, eight girls would have asked you, so you imagine this feeling of Benoach. You imagine these issues of days of Benoach, they'd be Moidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Etzim Bria, otherwise, why did he create man? It's not a peculiar Jewish thing. But talk about a Mokum Miyuchad, L'Tfila, or Mokum Miyuchad, V'Iskatsus, L'Tfila, in Benoach, that's a Chiddush. That seems to be what he's saying. I never would have said such a thing.
What is this in your Rabbin? What is it?
I don't. I think the fact the Rabbim say such a thing, that itself is a public declaration of Amunah, seems to be a separate thing. We have to understand that. Okay? We say that. Now, I want to go further, just talk about a few other things you see in Ramban. Okay? So we talked about in Ramban the Midas HaChesed. Okay? Midas HaChesed. Okay? Midas HaChesed. So a priori could have said Midas HaChesed again, the same thing. There's only a Hetet, Lispala. But there's no Inyan. So L'Chayr we see there's an Inyan from Amuna. Even though it's not. It's not the mitzvah, right? There's no mitzvah, but the Inyan from Amunah, the Seder. And even though mitzvahs in general are, say, Amunah, I guess the etzem act of tefillah says Amunah. See, the mitzvah says Amunah because I'm doing the mitzvah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chir in tefillah, it's not the Ratzayim, but it's the etzem act of tefillah, it's the ma'aseh tefillah. That's the Amunah. This was a Shema Tefillah. What is it? It's an interesting thing. Now, the Chayra, you see, is the Inyan of Beis Elokim Mideraisa. Not only Skapsus, but it's based on the key. Okay? Because the Ramban, by Mikra Kodesh, we'll talk a little bit more, but Tam, Mikra Kodesh, Shiyeh, B'yoyim HaZeh, Kulam Kuyim V'Nesofim, L'Kadesh O'Yisrael. Ki Mitzvihi Al Yisrael, L'Kobetz, B'Botei, B'Beis Ho'Lokim, B'yoyim Moyed, L'kadesh Hayoyim B'fahesya, B'tfila, V'halil, L'keil, B'ksus Nekiya. Okay, that's very interesting. So, I just want to say, just one, add one thing over here. Beis Elokim, I don't know if I mentioned to you last week, as Ramban Chumash, v'zeh beis elokim v'zeh shar shamayim, otot, that the Mokum HaMikdash. So isn't it a little strange the Ramban used the same word that the Chumash uses to describe the beis HaMikdash as a Mokum Tefillah, and the Mokum Tefillah for Yisrael for Mikra Kodesh? Okay, it doesn't mean that's a base of mikdash, but I guess it's main base of mikdash and has the aspect of tefillah, because no one would say the tefillah is appointed to the base of knesses. Okay, but tefillah. Okay, so it's a very interesting expression that they come to the base of Elokim. You wouldn't have known with this Ramban and Mikra Kodesh had you not known the other Ramban over there. Okay, that's another observation. Now, I think we mentioned that the Midas HaChesed is much Yekov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how much the Chesed is. That's what Noitz, do we talk about Noitz HaChesed Lofo V'Lishoyim L'Olavai V'Lishoyim Mitzvayisov? There's a separate Inyan from Chesed, and Ramban talks about that by Rishos. Okay. Now, what I want to show you something, Ramban, the question is it just that, you know, what is this mokum? What is this mokum atfilah? What is it? Okay. Are the din in it? Okay. He talks about basic knesses, basic rukim. Okay. You know, it's also very gray. We don't know what we're talking about. Because I saw some of the achrinim say they want to bring raya to the Rambam. The tefillah is at the raya, otherwise, what's the kedusha basic knesses? You know, after all these Rambans, I think the question is frankly a little silly, because you know, there is such a thing. Okay. Now listen to this. Listen to this, Ramban. Ramban Pashki says, "Perchov Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph to Yud Dalet, V'Aderech HaPshat,
v'chuvei. Shashem yishalich imonu lehoshienu v'amachne kodesh.
Okay.
V'chuvei. V'chein atam kisui atzeya in machne. Ki amachne kuloi ki mikdash Hashem. Tach mikdash Hashem. The machne is mikdash. Tach machne is machne Yisrael. The mikdash Hashem. Then he does something which is absolutely amazing. And you have to think about it. Umimeno nilmoid lemokim hatfila. So Ramban addresses this issue in Chumash. Shenachik menatzeira arba amois ulchol mareinayim. So Ramban says, when man prays to God, the mokim hatfila as a kedusha ki'ilu a machne Yisrael me'ein, and therefore there shouldn't be tzoyah there. It means l'chayelis yirushchina there, and it's kemikdash Hashem, and that's why you can imagine the Beis Elokim now makes a lot more sense. The mokim hatfila. There it's different, really, because you talk about the Mokum Tefillah is B'shas Tefillah, and the Beis Elokim is Beis Elokim per se. It's a question: one is a transient kedusha, a transient expression. And one is that's the Mokum. But it's amazing on Bach. Frankly, no matter how much you can imagine that there's a base miyuchad for goyim. Okay, for tefillah, as it might seem from Rabban in Bo, okay, but I find it hard to imagine that where Goy Davins is Mikdash Hashem, and the issue of Tzoyah would apply there. Okay, but there is an Indian of Mikdash Hashem. The emes is. You what?
We had a supposed to keep basi based tefillah on Yisrael.
I want him.
I
understand that. No. You see, I know. One second. Ki basi based tefillah kol lechol amin. And the Gemara Yushalmi, see, you have to answer that. Yushalmi quotes that as the source that you always have to daven to the Mokom Mikdash, is another source besides Shlomo HaMelech. Okay. But the question is only that the Goy HaShaykh is to our Mikdash, or his Etzim Tefila creates a Mikdash. I can imagine the former, but the latter is a little difficult to swallow. That's all. That was my point. Okay? Now, next. Just you know, I just sort of shake you up a little bit. I thought it's interesting. Okay, so, you know. Now I go further over here. This inyan that the mokim was someone davens has a kedusha of ki'ilu me'ein mikdash Hashem and shechina. You find in Taz and Shulchan Aruch. Of Beis, it's called Gimel, I think. The Taz says that's the Isa Leishem Bedal Ramashel Misvao Mishum Shemokam Atfilo Hu Admas Kedesh. The Efsheloima Chulish Amokam Shemisvao Imed Admas Kedeshu Kozman Shemisvao Be Alkein Tzoch Li Oisa Shu Be Oisa Mokam Dahinu Tech Daram But Lili By Kovar. Okay? Now, if you want, I can throw you in something else. Also, Chayodim. I think more in Chassanim, Brochis, also Lavo Kenegar and Mispao. So Pasha is because Mafia the Kavono. So L'chayil after the Kuch of the B'alocha points out, put a towel in front of your eyes, maybe it should be a problem.
But the Chayodim says, Chelik Aleph, Klal Chofos, Oizkimo, Osa Lavo Neger Mispao, Melufonov, Betrich Abba Amos, Abba Menatstodim Musa, Bein Lavo, Bein Lamo, Beli Nira, the Melufonov Loi Mahani Bamasha Isik, Betrich, or Bedivrei Tfilois, Vatam, Kilo Shizbao, Bamach Shemes, and Mispao, the Posh Tatam. Ulinire, sagt der Chayodo, da tam mishum da mispalio, haschchine kneg da vosel hafzik, beino le schchine. Und mit tam ze ha mispalio, u bnei odom mispalion achro, osu le soya ha psiris, ache yud ches, ad shimo achron, vachule. Schchine. So you have the taz le schchine, the chayodo le schchine, that's what the Ramban is doing. Well, the Ramban is used to explain the halacha, they're getting involved in that. But you get the impression it's not only that there's an inyan of tefillah mederaisa according to Ramban, it's not only a heter to supplicate the midas chesed. Okay. But there's an inyan of mamune in it. Okay. If I ben noyach. There's an inyan with the reiser of bote knisio is bote mamiuchodim le tefila. There's an inyan of kiddush shem shamayim berabim in the asifo on le tefila on the yom tovim. Therefore, the rabbis say always name a father. The father is very makpid on yontif and shabbos to daven even meiriv in the beis hakneses because it's Ramban and mikra kiddush. And it's also Rabbi Isaiah. And I'll let you look that up yourself, but it's a Zoya in Chai Soro in Daf Kuflam Beis. Okay? The Indian of Shechina in Mokam Atfila.
Again, we know that the Shechina at any time, person, any place, can arrive, just the Davids.
Right, that's what happens. If
how
you
see that, how do we, what's the motive?
Benilmo, the Ramban says it. The Ramban quotes Machni Israel. He says a pshat in Chumash, which he himself says al derech pshat. And he says like this. He says, excuse me, where was it? Benilmo, excuse me. Umimenu nilmoy. After he says ki amach nekulo kmitas Hashem, umimenu nilmoy lemokam atfila.
And the mokam atfila is kabur, not kabur. It doesn't matter.
That's the mokam atfila. Shenachak minatzei abba amos choma einayim. He's not talking about kabur or not kabur, correct? Lemaisa, he points out in that Ramban over there that according to Abu Seinu, the East of Syria was Mishum Askaras Hashem. So do with this. He points out to Abu Seinu. But Seif Dvorov, it's Mavur, there's a separate in the Devekis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vesas HaTfila. But Tam Kisa HaTzaya, She'en HaTzaya Ketumah, Shetetame es makoimo, shetia bakas v'oila, like tumor. I don't know what bakas is in Afghanistan. Avo, also li roisa b'eis hatfilo, b'eis halei dovek b'ashem, hanichbad, b'bnei shadvoim, hanim osim yolidu genai b'nefesh, b'yishapsu kabonis halei v'asoho, b'kashe nelmo, me'ein roya, ein ra. Okay, we say that. Okay, that's another one. Now, it is true also that the relationship to man and God in tefillah, as being close to God with tefillah, That was that it's only by Yisrael, not by Goy, correct? You also would have imagined that. You could imagine by Akum, it's a heta. Okay, you could have Dos, and it's a heta, it's a Yinemuna. Okay? But the question is God there to touch any man who comes to pray to him? Okay? So I can imagine this way, you know. I would say, hey, Fiori, you know, I don't know, I can say that. I have a Ramban kish. Another Ramban. I'm just, mamish, I'm not saying anything, but these Rambans seem to say a lot. And especially put in this context. Let me read to you the following. Ramban Chumash. Gracious. Perek Dalet Pasuk Yigimu. Vanochem Bipshat. About that it's vidui, that it's a god abuni nisoy, kain god abuni nisoy. Omar emes ki abuni godu milisloyach betzadik atu Hashem v'yoshu mishpatecho afapi shonashti oisi shonashti oisi harbe me'ei. Then he continues umiponecho esoser. What's a miponecha esoser? So, it's kind saying this. Ki loy uchal la'amid lefonecho lehispaleo o lahakiv korbon umincha. That's the poor, if you look at the other Ramban Chumash, or poor v'ayilav ha-mizbeach, by Bilom, he said the separate inyan of tefillah with korbon, okay? And what's going on over here, there's a certain inyan, umiponech esoser, the tefillah, or Hakov is called, even by Ben Noyach, there's a certain kesher to the Shechina. And Cain felt that his einish was, umiponech esoser, that I won't have this kesher. You can ask yourself, oh, it's a kesha. It's a bonus from also there. What does it mean? See, once you have this, you can start asking the question about Dalai Lama's and what's going on. Before this, it sounds a little bit odd. I wouldn't go so far as Dalai Lama's, but I never would have imagined that Ben Noyach is a kesha, and Cain felt it and said, I'm losing it. Miponecho esoser. Ki boishti v'gam nichlamti ki nososi chelpas nurai. Another Ramban. Yitzhak Ovinu, when Eliezer of Ravlom was bringing Rivka back from the derech, bo mi bo be'er lachai zayi. Sakhtarman Vitochin, Sakhtarapsha Vitochin. Bavu yis mobo, McCall, it's a McCall, it's a finger. Shahoy Yitzchok Hilich Tomil, it's constant, Elamokomahu. Kihu, what was it? Kihu loy mokum tefillah. The mokum, but it's a mokum here, it's a mokum yuchum tefillah. He used to come constantly. To be'er lachiroi. A mokum tefillah. So let's put all the Ramban and Chumash a lot together, and I just, it's a clear picture. Bavur heirois shom hamalach, because it was Gilui Shechina there. So again, here it's a flip. Because we said that tefillah brings Gilui Shechina, and a mokum Gilui Shechina is a mokum yuchad the tefillah. And that's basically. In the base Elohim, by Yankev, he calls the Mokum with Gilui Shechina. It's called the base Elohim. Chen Tiv Munklas, Osad Misoy, V'Aldaitay, Yashem V'Chule. V'im Cain, I'm skipping a little bit, HaMokum Ahu, Mokum Esho Avrom, Roi Letfila. So I think this is all pretty clear. You just have to ask yourself, how far are you going with Ben Noach? That, you know, I'll leave to you. But I didn't want to miss this point. I thought, you know, this is just a general overview. See, if we start getting nitty gritty, if you want, you know, we can do that. I have no problems with that, okay? But I just wanted to show you that you shouldn't walk away, you know, and say to yourself, you know, so it's only the Rambam, and the Rambam is tefillah, you know, because the Rambam say you need a hetter to mispower, okay? Okay, how do you go to God, whatever, okay, mispower, you know. I can understand the question is the act of tefillah a chaloshem deraisa, only a hetter? And we point that out to chaloshem and amunah, and we pointed out also that the etzem act of tefillah, there's an inyan of being close to Shechina, and that's in by Ben Noach, Yiporech Esaser. We asked ourselves, can you imagine what the Knesia is by Akum for tefillah, or the Ramos Akol, how to interpret the Ramban in Pashas Boy? And then the Ramban goes even further. That the mokum tefillah that a person prays at is a mikdash Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being there, or in general where there's a gilui shechina, that's a mokum for tefillah, Beis Elokim and Beis Hashem. Now, next. Next. Now, I want to point out, now I wanted to go and have a discussion with Rambam. Okay? But I thought this Rambam is amazing, okay? See, if I would have come and told you that Rambam says it's a Chumash, you know, anyone would say to me, you know, it's the beginning of a clinical case of some dementia, something like that. But I think that the case is pretty clear. Okay? See, the clarity of the case is, after you finished, like you didn't say anything. Okay? I think the point was the diukim, because everyone talks about this Ramban Chumash, no, Emunah. The tefillah issue is amazing. Okay? Now, next. Now, I want to skip a little bit. I'm going to even talk about the Ramban at the beginning of his discussion here in Cherish Aleph on the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. I'm not even going to go through, maybe I'll, you know, if I have time, I just want to present an idea, okay? He says, V'gam be'ena yifle maimo horav Shehu atzmoi mona b'mitzvos mitzvah helispalo loy shneim avatim es Hashem Elokechem b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem. Okay, the question is: there such a pasuk in that Rambam and how he, well, what he means over here? That's not. I can come back and talk about this. Explain this. Okay. Now, he says, "V'yadua ki b'talmud." Oymim Todir, Tfil the Rabbonim, Bufurish Omu, Anshik is Agdul, Tiknol and Israel, Brochus, Tushis, Vardolis. Beseda! Okay. Now, I'll come back to this if we have time. Okay. But then he says, Vihine, Ledaitai, Soch shenefovish v'noimah shenitztavinu lihisvalo el HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'sheyivakshu mimenu levado yis'ale mishalo yisom v'yapilu l'fono tachanusom be'eis tzorkom. Okay? You don't know what the Esalkim is, and what does he want, where is he getting this from, this tachanunom mishaloisom, you know, it's very poetic, okay? And what he's doing is trying to touch up what the mitzvah tefillah is in the Rambam, okay? Now, I just want to show you where he's coming from. What does he want, okay? So the answer is very simple, okay? What he's doing is, he's saying pshat in the Rambam Mishnah Teilah. The Rambam is, Ovum Gam Mishnah Teilah is saying pshat. Shteit in the Rambam, Perik Aos Mechus Tefillah Locha Beis, Elochiv Mitzvah Zul Kachu, Shehe Odom Mischanein and Mispal of Bechol Yoy. Okay. Elochiv Shehe Odom Mischanein and Mispal of Bechol Yoy. Umagit Shvoch Shar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Viach Kach Shoy Tzlocho. Shu Tzlocho Lehe Bavakasho Ubetachano. Viach Kach Nuisin Shel Vidol Hashem Alatevishi Shpiloi. So it's very strange. The word bakosha and tchina is mentioned twice over here. The Ramban only deals with the first half of the sentence, not with the second half of the sentence. Okay? There's two parts of the Ramban. There's Seder Shevach, bakosha and Hidor, which is no discussion about. And Lachir, what he's doing is paraphrasing the beginning of the sentence. Elchiu mitzvah zu kachu she odom mischane umispalo b'chol yoyim. Okay? So he says over here, the Ramban says, v'hine l'dayta tzoch she neforesh v'noyim eshni sevi Yisrael v'spalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shivak shumenu levado yis'al v'shalois yapil v'fon of tachanunom, which he's expanding on. Be'ez tzorkom, okay? Be'ez tzorkom, that word is not mentioned, okay? And maybe he's trying to deal with it because, you know, he wants to know when tefillah should be, and he's not ready to accept b'chol yoyim for Balkeri. We don't know what he wants over there, but the Rambam says b'chol yoyim. And he says, Beis Tzorkom. Okay. And he's at the second half of the Rambam. Okay. So, a priori, you know, a chacham will come and tell you, he leaves it out because the Seder of Shevach, Bakosha, and Hoidor is an if Magoida. And that's the Gemon Brochis, that Derech Eved, okay. And the Ramban says you can't imagine as a Dereisa, because the best he could imagine there's an Inyan from Emuna, and that's the Avoida. But the Etzim Tzuvah Tefillah L'Chayra has nothing to do with Avoida. That's also the same, so he leaves that out. But L'Chayra, but the important thing over here, okay, I would have told you that this is not the issue over here, and this is irrelevant. And the Pshat is like this. The Pshat is that there's a difference between what the mitzvah tefillah is, what is the mitzvah tefillah, okay, and what is the tzuras tefillah. And all the Ramban is coming to tell you what the mitzvah tefillah is. The mitzvah tefillah is mishaloisam b'tachnunam ma'kodesh baruch hu. The tzuras tefillah is you can't come up to the eved, whatever, which way ever you want to go, you have to have shevach. And then the Bakoshis, and then the Tefillah. Okay? And I don't think the Rambam is double talking. It's not double talking. When Lamaisa, he says again, he talks about Mishaloisom, the Tachnunum. When he talks to the Phoenicians, Mishaloisom, the Tachnunum is the Chepsa of the Mitzvah Tefillah, and is also in the Tzuasa Tefillah from Shevach, Bakosh, Vedo, Lachira. That is the same. Correct? Very much the same, okay? And I think that's what he's doing, okay? What I want to do over here, okay, this is simple. I didn't do anything yet. I wanted to ask myself, and there's a very, very strange thing going on here. You see, I was brought up the law of time and time again. There's two mitzvahs in here, there's a mitzvah of tefillah and a mitzvah of za'aka, okay? And used to talk, you know, just in a simple fashion, used to really talk about the mitzvah tefillah as man, as an ambassador, come from the Rabbein Shalom. There's a whole etiquette to tefillah. Man is an ambassador. He stands. He goes through a certain ceremony of how to do it. Zoka is the cry of an animal without any etiquette, any
protocol.
Without a protocol. Okay. But then I started looking at this further. And we'll get back, we'll see exactly what high is this. The question is, what's going on with Tachanunim? And the interesting thing is that the Rambam has the word Tachanunim not only in Hilchos Tefillah, but he has the word by Zo'oka, by Tanya's, also he says Tachanunim, which begins to get you to think. In fact, that's the Loshen Perek Aleph Hilchos Tanya's Halacha Daled, the Vesefer, Leis Anois, Al Kol Tzolo Shetovo, Al Tzibo, Ad Shiruch, Mu Ben Hashemayim, Mea Tanya's Ho'elu, Zorkim B'tfilois, U'meschanenin, U'meirin, B'chatzoi Tzois Lovad, Lovad. So there's Zorko, and there's Tachanun. But tefillah is also, there's also tefillah in Tachanun. Okay. Then, just want to tell you, then, just, you know, we have to tighten this up, okay? I think it's a very interesting issue. Is the same, is it not the same? So what is it exactly? Is Tachanun, is there a protocol in Tachanun? Or is it a cry? What is it? Then, I'll share something else with you. There's an album in Moving the Book. Okay? And it's very clear to me, I guess, the Arabic scholars, you know, they also told me that the translation, the old translation in Sefer Mitzvahs, I mean, in Moen the Buch is not correct, and they said, Kapach is correct, but I'm okay to say this. Okay. See, it bothered me, in Chele Gimel Moen the Buch, Perek Lamed Beis, the Oshib of Kavanossi, the Oymer, Kin Kashia Hoye Zehamin, Min Havoida, was Lema Kabonis, outside HaKabona, Hashnia, Vat Soka, which really should be Soka, which is Tachanunim, Tchina, Okay. So I want to understand, what is this tchina over here? Okay? So that is what I was getting excited about. Okay? Now, I started out like this. I'll just tell you, I mean, I don't know if I can get finished the whole thing, but I'll just tell you what's going on in my mind here now. I said to myself, true, the Rav used to point out that the mitzvah from Zorko, in Sefer Mitzvah, not really Zorko, it's Chatzetres, mitzvah nun tes, and he says the chatzitz in two times is korbanus and beis tzara. There's no mitzvah zaka b'chal. The Rambam Mishneh Torah has made a 180 degree turn, and it said the mitzvah is the zaka, not the chatzitz race, and therefore puts in Hilchos Tanyos, and there is no mention of the mitzvah kilu in the pirtei mitzvahs at the beginning of Klei HaMikdash, wherever you would put it. Okay? Beseder. Okay? And I thought that the Seder in Sefer HaMitzvahs would support his approach to Sefer HaMitzvahs, because the Rambam puts mitzvah nun tes, and before that is the Akrova and Achilles from Korban Pesach. And the question of Yom HaShmini to wait for Korbanos. So it says Din Mikdash, Din Korban, Chatzitz, Shalom HaYisrael. It's a whole different world. Okay. The question is Mishneh Torah, where it's Zaoka is the relationship between the two. I sat down. Asked myself a very interesting question. I said to myself, which sefer does the Rambam quote the mitzvah tefillah, and which sefer does the Rambam quote the mitzvah za'aka tza'aka? Because the Rambam has 14 svarim, and there's a sefer called Ahava, and a sefer called Zmanim. Okay. Said to myself, the Bodhisham, the mitzvah tefillah is in the sefer from Ahava, and the mitzvah from Zohar in the sefer from Zman. So there's something going on here. Okay? And then I said to myself like this, let's look and see if the Rambam, after the Minyan HaKotzer, how he defines what the difference between Sefer Sheni and Sefer Shlishi is. Sefer Sheni, Echlo boy hamitzvahs shein tediris shnitzdavu behen kiligilavus hamokoim ulezochri tomit kegoin krishma utfilo utfilo ubochris umilo bechlolon. So it's avo zichoi tomit tfilo. Sefer Shlishi, Echo Aboy HaMitzvahs, Shehin Bizmanim Yiduyim, Ron Shabbos Umoadois. The Krosi Shema Sefer Zezmanim. And Tanyos is also Zmanim Yiduyim. It's the Eis Tzoros HaRabim. That's the mitzvah for Chatzitzis. So the Chetz of the mitzvah is not a mitzvah from Ahavo, but the mitzvah is Zmanim, correct? Okay. Now, Zmanim is in Ahavo, let's say in Ahavo. You have a posik in Vayera. The Pesach of Bob here, Pesach of Bob, Pesach of Dalet. Says the Pesach, Pesach of Bob, Pesach of Dalet. For Yehi Lo Vashem B'lai Lahu, For Yehi Mo Anuch Elokei Avom Avicho, Al Tiro, Ki Itcho Anuchi, V'achticho V'yobes Yezarach, O Bavu Avrom Avdi. Avrom Avdi. Posing Ishaya, Memalov, Posiches, Vat Israel, Avdi, Yaakov, Asher Berachticho, Zera Avrom, Oavi. So Adak in Ishaya there says, Ein Chokagoy Arotzois, Vat Israel, Avdi, Ein Chokagoy Arotzois, Ki Avdi Atem, Vani Bechalticho, Lios Li Eved, Volomo, Shatem Zera Avrom, Oavi. She'ohavani v'dovagdi v'yotze mitrich oivdei psilim v'elilim. the Hamigdovo in Bresh Yudal Rach Me'avo Hineni Oyvei V'Hainu Kishepo Yishaye Memalev L'Reisi Inyan Omer V'Yat Yisrael Avdi Zera Avrom Oyavi D'Bi'Reisi Naise Her Avrom She'ilu Me'avo Lo Mishum Gmur V'Oye B'Zeh Dibroi L'Melech Sdoim D'Acha D'Eino Mavakish Schar Me'Kodesh Romelim Ekach V'Kule Heich Kavoscha. In other words, there's an Eved and there's an Ahavo. And the Rambam puts the mitzvah from Avdus, from Tefillah, together with Avo and Yiras Hashem. Right there. So it means that's the Avo and the Avodah in Tefillah. Okay. I ask the following question. Is there an inyan of avodah in Zaoko? Or the inyan of avodah is only in Tefillah? And I would say 100% there's no doubt about it. There's no inyan from avodah in Zaoko. Tefillah is avodah. And the whole issue of protocol is an expression of avodah. So then, I could imagine that this is just the beginning of the idea. I could imagine tachanunim, as an expression of avodah, and also I can imagine tachanunim not as an expression of avodah, as a hemshich of tzaaka. And the chukim legamre. Okay. Before we go further, I have a lot to say about this. Okay, and that's what my mind is really going. But I think Chabri say that as much as the Arab expert told me that you can't really say when the Rambam has tchina what he says in Moed Nebuchim, what he has in mind, I think from this aspect there can be no doubt about it. Because what is the Rambam trying to do in Moed Nebuchim, the Moed Nebuchim which I quoted before, in Chilei Gimel, Perek Lamed Aleph? The Rambam is trying to contrast between two types of avodas. One avoda, the Rabbi Lishon wanted to be machik, that's the second, that was only based on Midrash, not Bechol Mokrim. There's another avoda which the Rabbi Lishon was, Kiilu wanted to makare. And that's B'chol Mokrim. Correct? So when he says, V'yoshu el kavanosi, v'yoyme ki kasher hoye ze amin, min avoyde v'atzoloyme, ha-kobonus atzara kavona shnia, v'atchina v'atfila, u'kiyetz v'maisa v'avoydeis, yoyse kovus el kavona v'shanach v'achiyeis. So he's talking about tchina as an avoda. Okay. I can't imagine talking about tchina and tfila as an avoda unless you put it in the category of hilchos tfila, not of hilchos tanyis. That's what I would say. Now I want to tell you more. For example, he says like this. The Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Aleph, Abod Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnayim Min HaTorah, Shnayim Min Divrei Sofer, V'Hein Mufroshim Al Yedei Hanaviim. Shabbatero, Zocho Vishomo, Shinispasha, Nevi'im, Kol of the Einig, Shinem of Kosta Shabbos Einig, Batesh Shem Machubit, Halacha Zayin, Ezo Einig, Zeshnem Batei Chachomim, Zocho Sakin, Tarshu Shomim, Beyesil, Mashtum of Usa, Bishal Shabbos, Lefi, Mamuina Shalom, Machubit. Halacha Yiralim, Also, the Odim Shehalech Babish Apostles, yes, and Gimelas,
pasois mitchilas hayoyim kdei sheyagi lebeisai ba'oid ve'oid hayoyim rav v'yochen suga shabbos shehari ein anshei beisai yoidim shehayoyim yovoy kein lehochim loy ve'ein tzorach loyimo im hoi misarech etzarachem shehayim mevayshon mipnei shelo hechinu lehem dov ho'roi le'ochem mitzayir achizim. Tzar is a stira to Enik Shabbos. There's an Isa say also over here. Halacha Yibbeis. Also this anais. V'lizoik u'lehischanein. U'lebakish rachmim v'shabbos v'afilu b'tzorom v'natzoros sh'asivu mis'anin u'maschim aleim. Puts it together with tiny race. Ain misanin below maschim b'shabbos below v'yom tevim. Chutz miyeshi kifu goyim no oisvino v'tarefes b'yam v'chulei sheshabbos mischanin mubakshim aleim rachim. That's because the stira to einik. Ain tzon ayores v'chulei. Again, machuim misin it's all tzar. Now we have that. This is also the Rambam Perek Beis of Shabbos Halacha Dalet. B'chein tzvina matrefes b'yam o'ei shekupa nabano mitzvah lotzeis v'chulei 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 v'afilu v'siyas kama malachas v'chulei v'zoeken aleim mischanin b'shabbos asrin aleim la'azo isam v'ei mischanin v'lozoekim al hadovo b'shabbos. Okay. The Rambam is Matir Bikachirim on Shabbos in Perek Chaf Dalet of the Shabbos, and the reason why it had to be Bikachirim Mitzol Chafchzecha Asurim V'Chetzer Shmai Mutol. So it's like Rashi. The question is there a problem? What is the problem of Zo'oka when on Shabbos? And Rambam Tshuva is very clear in Simon Reish Ches. He says, he says, "V'kpidu shalaloi ma'adova yisa kotn menasug azir v'afresh etzilu b'fogah ha, also lova mehen ponim v'liyochol etzibul b'shabbos l'moi v'fishachom v'kpidu shalaloi ma'adova yisa kotn menasug azir b'shabbos omu shabbos himilizok ufur kri v'lovoi v'rachma v'rubim v'zeh al derech ha'odor lo al derech ha'bakosha." ובשביל זה הושמתו הברוך לישראל מסויס של 18 ליויסם קורם בקושר וזה דובו שלא יעולם מאיש מתלמיד החכומם אם יעולו לו ולכשנו אלא מסנגי לדבורו לניר לעין כמו שהתפיל יעבודו נכבודו מאוי כך קיום מצוות של ישראל לכבד יום מלחב שקיבדו שיהיה נהוגים כפי הטבע עבודה ביוסי לכבודו ושיהיה שבוס למנוחו מועדים לשמחו לא עשו ימי צוים ובכי וצעוקו אוקיי? ולא לאימו בהם גם כן אל הדבורם שהמיועס המתאים למצב בסדר למעשה איז the Miri is Mufurish, and the question is, could the Ram of such a thing? That you're allowed to mispalo for the Choyla, but you shouldn't be Zoyek. And the emes is, Tachanunim is clearly part of the Mitzvah's Tefillah. Because the Ram does an amazing thing, and what about Tachanunim on Shabbos? Of Tefillah. Could you imagine saying Tachnun on Shabbos? Sukkah mitcham sugar the mensch. Tachnun on Shabbos.
So I'll read you something and I'll point it out to you. The Ram says, the reasons in Yud Beis of an Aleph, if you're interested in Shabbos, the Ram says in he has a whole seder in Perek Halacha Tezvov. Okay, he has that this tefillah, the certain vomit tefillah, the last is ishtachavo. What's ishtachavo? Ishtachavo, Rabbi Yisai, is tachnu. That's what he clearly says. Ishtachavo is tachnu. So the question is, and l'chayyeh is part of say the tefillah. There's a chamida, and there's this, and there's kriyas, and there's ishtachavo. Zok the Rambam. Hey, Alochet Tezvov, Minik Poshet B'chol Yisrael, Shein Nefilas Apayim, B'Shabos Zav Moadim. V'lo B'Rosh Hashanah, V'lo B'Rosh Chodosh, B'Chanak V'Pulim, V'lo B'Mincha Shal Abba Shabos Zav Yom Toim, V'lo B'Alba, B'Alba Shav B'chol Yoyim. So Rabbi Nishol. What's going on over here? It means the tachnunim could have been mutter on Shabbos, but the only problem is the minig is not to do it, because the emes is that the tachnunim is a supplication from God. There are two ways: mishalisum, you're asking like the full ambassador, and you're then there's supplication, okay? But a supplication as an ambassador, not with tzar, in a very formal way, and tachnun is also in a very formal way. Even though it's nefilas hapayim, it's not completely with the complete protocol, but it's part of the seder tefillah. Whereas the tachanunim, which are part of tzor kokor, that's a nolum on Shabbos, and that you can never imagine. So I'm telling you, if I would have told you that the reason why we don't say tachanunim on Shabbos is because of a minig, you look at me, and that's what I rest my case with that.